Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Start the broadcast this morning with a happy anniversary to my beautiful bride and obviously to myself, I guess. 42 years today and looking forward to many more. Spending this week talking and praying about observation, about paying attention, about noticing, about obeying, about doing something good about the things that we notice, that God reveals to us through His Word, through His Spirit, through His people. And today we're going to look and talk and pray and specifically about observing God's Word. Psalmist writes in Psalm 119, verse 18, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your word," or in your laws, depending on the translation there. And when I think about this word observe, and especially when it comes to observing the law, observing God's word, at one level we use the word observe to simply talk about seeing. I noticed something. I saw it. I observed what was happening. And yet when it comes to the law, we kind of shift that meaning to have more to do with obeying it than simply seeing it. If you're driving down the highway and the little rectangular signs with the numbers says 40, like it does most of the way into work for me, and you notice that sign, and but the little digits on your dash read 60, and one of the wonderful officers we have in our area pulls you over and asks, and you ask why you're getting pulled over, it may very well be because you were not observing the speed limit. Now, for you to simply say, "Well, I saw the sign, I observed it," does not meet the criteria that is expected when you're required to observe the speed limit. It's more than just noticing the signs. It's noticing the signs and doing what it says. James writes about God's word and says that the one that gazes into God's word and doesn't do what it says is like a person that looks into the mirror and walks away and immediately forgets what he looks like, and with the implied meaning that you're not doing anything about it. We look in the mirror so that we can make adjustments. We can comb our hair. We can shave. We can do whatever it is. We can help the situation out a bit. We can make sure there's nothing on our appearance that would not be appropriate. And if we look in the mirror, we see that, and then we walk away and do nothing, it's kind of foolish. And God says to gaze into His Word and not do anything about it is, well, equally as foolish. So when the psalmist prays and asks God to open his eyes that he may see the wonderful things in God's law, it's not simply because he wants to gaze upon something beautiful, but he wants to put them into action. He wants to apply them. He wants his life to be pleasing to God, to honor Him. And so as we think about our life today and observing God's Word, I will grant that it really does begin with looking, with opening our eyes to reading and to hearing God's Word, to knowing what it says. But we can't stop there. To accurately observe God's word, we need to look into it, to understand it, to allow the help of His Spirit to guide us. But we have to do it. Jesus tells the story of a wise and foolish builders. And the foolish builder decided to build a house upon the sand with no foundation. And Jesus says when the rains came, when the storms of life hit that house, it fell with a great crash. The wise man, however, is one that dug down to solid rock, to a foundation that would not move. It anchored his house upon that foundation. And when those storms came and the winds blew, the house stood. And he says that's what it's like for those who gaze into his word and does what it says. And when we live life observing God's word, we pay attention. We read it not simply for information, we read it for transformation. We read it for direction, we read it for instruction. As Paul would write Timothy, we read it for rebuke and correction, as well as encouragement. It provides what we need to live life the way we ought to live it. As I think about living life, married for 42 years, it's not that it was always easy. It's not that it was always done right. But it was that continual gazing into God's word and into the lives of one another to do what was right, to do what ought to be done. And to follow through with that commitment. And our life here on earth, while 42 years may seem like a long time to some and a short time to others, it's just a wisp of smoke compared to eternity. And to think about preparing by gazing into God's word, by observing His word, by keeping His word, by doing what it says, by allowing it to make the corrections in our life that need to be made. And when our relationship gets tough, we do what's necessary. And in that relationship with God, what is necessary is listening to Him. And in reality, in our relationships with one another, it's that same thing that's necessary. Listening to one another, but first and foremost, listening to God. And we live life finding joy in God's Word because it provides what we need. We often think, and sometimes we get the feeling, and that's where those specifically that have not chosen yet to follow Jesus will often say, at least the numerous ones have said to me, is it's too restrictive. All of the thou shalt nots are just, I don't want to follow them. And we miss the fact, or they miss the fact, that the thou shalt nots are there so that we can know and receive and experience how very blessed we are. And so we find joy in observing God's word because it enlightens us with truth. And that truth is Jesus. Today, as we live life and we consider what guides us, it's important that we observe God's word. That we find beauty in its pages. And we find beauty in doing what it says. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us what we need. It has given us your very word. And Father, today, as we consider what it looks like to observe your word, may we not simply be those that glance at it and know that it exists, but may we observe it in the context of doing what it says. And Father, may we be filled with great joy and contentment, great peace and comfort, because we're willing to observe your word in that manner. We allow it to guide us and to mold us, to shape us, to lead us and direct us. We allow it to correct us even. We accept its rebuke so that we would be changed. And God, as we live life today, as we consider what it looks like to observe your word, may we understand the growth of relationship that brings about. Our listening to you and our conversations with you and our willingness to please you and to honor you causes that relationship to grow and to flourish and to help us to prosper. And perhaps prosper in the way the world would define, but more importantly, it helps us to prosper spiritually in our contentment. It helps us to prosper in our faith, in our steadfast hope, in being convinced of life eternal with you. So, Father, may we know the joy of gazing into your word and doing what it says. May your spirit teach us in those times that we're confused and we don't understand. Father, each day that we walk with you, may we learn that commitment. And as we learn that commitment, we your word guide our relationship with you and our relationship with one another. Father, may we be those that are not simply hearers of your word, but doers, so that we would find the beauty of your word unveiled to us through Jesus. And as we observe your word, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.